وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. Previously, we were talking about the concept of stealing and how stealing affects people and affects communities and it affects the entire system. And we said Islam stood strongly against the act of stealing. Now, stealing itself is just one of these words that we use in terms of taking the rights and the wealth of other people. Also, alongside stealing, we have what we call أكل الأموال بالباطل, taking and eating the money of people unjustly, unfairly. So they use in Arabic and in the Quran, they use the word أكل, eat, to consume basically the food, to consume the wealth and money of other people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, all you who believe, لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل. Do not consume one's wealth or each other's wealth in transgression, in corruption, in anything that is not you're not supposed to do, right? إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض بينكم. Except if it is what? A trade between you and you both agree to the same thing. And then the Quran goes on to talk about, you know, killing each other and stuff like that. So the idea here is that the Quran says you are not allowed to take the money of other people. And aklul amwal in Islam, consuming the wealth of other people, is basically a person comes along and he takes the worth, the wealth of other people without any effort, without putting any work themselves, or without giving anything beneficial to the community, and yet they end up taking the money of other people. So this is a concept that Islam stands against as well. And we also have أكل أموال اليتيم, eating the wealth of the orphans, and so on and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always stands against it. And he says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمَّالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ. Do not consume each other's wealth and don't give it to the rulers. لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنْ أَمَّالِ النَّاسِ بِالْإِثْمِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So that you might deprive other people of their wealth while knowingly. So the Islam says, then if that happens, then we will definitely stand against you and punishment and penalties will come. So we have to make sure that we as individuals, from an Islamic perspective, that we don't indulge in eating and taking and consuming the wealth of other people. And it begins with people themselves. So the biggest thief in the world, when he's in power, he started small. And sometimes it starts at childhood as well, where when we're children, we wanted something and then obviously we couldn't get it, so we end up stealing it. And the more we steal, the more of a habit it becomes. And God forbid for those who have the stealing habit, they will cause a lot of corruption as they grow older, because these people will always want to steal more and more and more. Now, let us leave it here, and then inshallah we will continue after the break. So don't go anywhere.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were talking about stealing and why people steal. Now, sometimes people say that people steal as a mean to survive due to the economic hardship. Now, no doubt that the world we live in has got a lot of hardships. Now, if I steal from another person to survive, I mean, I could be excused, you know, if my life depends on it and I need to, you know, I don't know, grab a piece of bread or a piece of vegetable from a market and run away. It might, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, might be justifiable. But the idea is that when those people who are living in extreme poverty and they have families to feed and children to feed, they put under the pressure. And when they cannot find a source of income, the pressure that's put on them sometimes leads them to stealing. Now, they are not to blame as much as the governments that they live under has to blame or has to be blamed. When you look at America, for example, a big country, wealthy country, they have, you know, they pretty much they police the world as if you see fit. So you got, they have a lot of money, they have a lot of allies, they have a lot of everything, right? So when these people decides to take the others, the rights of other people, then that becomes problematic. So when the system itself steals from other people, that's when these people become under hardship, an extreme hardship. And then they might justify that to themselves. So the powers, the systems have to be blamed for trying to corrupt people and take the rights of other people rather than people themselves. So we do understand that in hardship, people do a lot of things, a lot of wrong stuff. But we need to always go back to the source of the problem itself. And it is most of the times the problem and the source of the problem are the governments and the systems that are stealing the wealth of other people. We want to end this topic here so we can start a new topic. But stealing itself, even though generally speaking, most people don't indulge into it, but what concerns us is the fact that countries are indulging in it, systems are indulging in it, companies are indulging in it. And it's the big boys that are affecting everyone else. Are these big corporations, big corps and big countries and big systems, whether with forcefully or, you know, sneakily, if I can say the word, they sneak around and take the rights of other people, are to blame for the majority, if not all the problem that we have in the third world countries, as they call them. So we need to stand alongside each other and make sure that we prevent this act and teach our children and our new generation that thieving and stealing is absolutely the wrong thing to do. Inshallah, we will leave it here and we will continue this topic in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله.